It's Tuesday, May 4th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Open source ransomware to come, cloud streaming roundup, SaaS inclination, and you won't believe how much bandwidth we use now. This is the Business of Tech. The Babook ransomware gang, which has only been in existence for a few months, have already announced plans to quit. They've hit their goals, specifically citing breaching the Metropolitan Police Department. Their plan is to open source their malware. Of course, there are always new gangs. N3T Worm is launched, targeting Israeli companies starting last week. They're following the pattern, a leak site to show stolen files to scare victims into payments. Techniques are getting more unique, too. There's a new research finding about using ICMP ping for command and control activities. Dubbed Pingback, this targets Windows 64-bit systems and uses DLL hijacking for persistence. Now, why do we care? It's all about the strategy details. A ransomware gang doesn't have to last long to hit their business plan. This one is now boosting those who will come behind them by going open source. The extortion play is clearly systemized. Layer that in with the ease of acquiring the tools, it's easy to see how this is such a growing business. With that, it's also easy to see the motivation to continue to innovate. Of course, we see new techniques. The incentives are all there. This only really stops when the incentive structure is changed. When it's this easy and this successful, it will just keep coming. Blade, the French startup behind cloud gaming service Shadow, has been acquired by Octave Kalba's fund following a commercial court order. Kalba is better known for the founder of OVH Cloud, a French cloud hosting company. He's acquiring Blade and Shadow through his investment fund, not OVH Cloud. Blade had declared bankruptcy and was going through the reorganization process. While I'm not focused on the Epic versus Apple court case until it's over, there's details in that case about Walmart's unannounced cloud gaming service, codenamed Project Storm. Confidential emails are revealed and detail the technology, based on LiquidSky, which is another Windows PC for cloud gaming solution. It uses IBM's clouds, bare metal servers, and NVIDIA GPUs. The service is not launched, and it's unknown if Walmart plans to continue. Let's also cover Mighty, not usually one for products, but Mighty, which is a cloud streaming Chromium browser. Designed to make Chrome faster, over the last 2 years, Mighty has custom designed a server to help keep costs low, built a low latency networking protocol, and forked Chromium to, quote, integrate directly with various low-level render encoder pipelines. Now, why do we care? I've covered Microsoft's Cloud PC initiative before, and I just want to highlight all of the various cloud and application streaming options in play. Microsoft has xCloud, too, in the gaming space. I liken streaming to another form of SaaS. It's why I noticed this space. If you connect this with Zero Trust, and you can isolate out the applications fully and not trust the device below, there's some reason to care as this space develops. The gaming use case is a brutal one for responsiveness. So if it works for gaming, it will work for most scenarios. That's the interest to track these. I also can't resist commenting that the solution to make Chrome faster is a giant cloud supercomputer rather than just making it faster. In a trend update, OpenVault has released new data on broadband usage from the past year. It's up 40% year over year, and the prediction is that by December 2021, the average broadband consumption per household will be around 600 to 650 gigabytes. That's six times the number from 2015. Axios pulled together some context. Comcast last week reported it will see double-digit growth in broadband additions this year compared to 2019. It added 461,000 customers in the first quarter of 2021. Now, why do we care? Accelerant. Easy trend to spot, but true. That's what the pandemic did. Take a moment and absorb that 650 gigabytes is the average consumption level for a household. And why do we care? On Thursday, the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Communications and Technology is holding a hearing on broadband equity. expect this dependency to come up? I sure do. I maintain IT services companies should be applauding all this. More broadband is more service opportunity.
BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio.
Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. May the 4th be with you, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.